Giravus. Yesterday we learned, we're spending our time now on Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And it comes out from this Gemara an interesting thing. Ramish for who's Mekel, I have to use the word Mekel, who holds, the Yehuda holds that you don't, that it's also to do a Bidika on Pesach. In the sense of Yehuda's mouth here, and if you're too lazy to do the Bidika, then you can call him a Mekel. The point is that Yehuda is the one that holds you do not do a Bidika, because he makes a Zeyre from Achim Kachomine, and Rabbanan are the ones that do not make a Zeyre. So now that is almost Kachomine. Okay? Right? If Yehuda is the one that does make a Zeyre, Rabbanan say no, because Swat and Rasa love the Sarfan, so we're not going to be Zeyre. However, what's going to come out from our Sugya is that once the Gemara says the Rabbi Yehuda Laikasha, so what are we saying? Rabbi Yehuda Laikasha, that really Rabbi Yehuda is Geizer. Right? Normally, Rabbi Yehuda is not Geizer. I mean, why is he Geizer in our Mishnah? Because it's Chavetz. It means we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda normally is not Geizer, and only in our Mishnah he's Geizer. And Rabbi Chachamim was saying, Taker. Non-Mishnah, they're not Geizer because who asked by Mazar or Love Lestarify Nizal Bagabina. But everywhere else, the Chachamim are Geizer. You realize what's happening. Everything is becoming twisted the opposite of the way the Pashtun Shad in the Mishnah is. Pashtun Shad in the Mishnah is the Chachamim are don't make a Gzeira, then if you handle it, you might eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who makes the Gzeira. Follow? Pashtun Shad in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda makes the Gzeira, come and go. It's true. By Chametz, it's true. The view that makes the Zayr and the Chum don't make the Zayr. But by Shabbos, it comes out the opposite. Because the view that we say only makes the Zayr by Chametz, but everything else, a person is Bavu Minei, he doesn't make the Zayr. And by Chametz, it's the reverse. They make it. By Chametz, they don't make the Zayr, it's the Abbasvara who asked them out over Sarfah. By Chametz, everywhere else, they would make the Zayr. So it comes out that the Rabbanan are the ones, except for Chametz, the Rabbanan would normally make his Zeira, and Rabbi Yehuda normally would not make his Zeira. Everything comes out backwards. You follow what I'm saying? Comes out the reverse. Huh? There's a Chelm joke of a fellow who comes up to Shemayim for the Yom Adin. And he says, when he comes up to the Yom Adin, he says, I was a terrible Russia. I did everything terrible. Just send me straight to Gehenna. Don't even bother. This is that so? Oh, well, you did a mitzvah here, you did a mitzvah there, you know, good enough, you go to the Gan Eden. And this other person comes up and he says, well, me, I did mitzvahs all the time. I learned the whole day, I davened with Kavana. Just don't bother, send me straight to the Gan Eden. Like, look at him, say, well, you know, you didn't have Eira here, you didn't have Eira there, you know, you gotta go to Gehenna. You know, so, and the point is that whatever someone says, everyone else says to be contrary, right? And say, well, is it really that way? It's the reverse. Okay? Now, I don't agree. In the Yehuda and Chachamim on Mishnah, the Gemara is twisting it around totally. But the Gemara says like this. On Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do B'dika on Pesach, and make a new Gezeira. So you might come to eat it if you do B'dika for it. So if Yehuda makes a Gezeira, you might come to eat it. The Chachamim say, we don't make Gzeira, you can do B'dika. So Pashit, the Rabbi Yehuda is the one Mechadish this Gzeira, and the Chachamim never had any kind of Gzeira at all. Now, when you learn the Gemara twists each one of the Yamar around. Rabbi Yehuda makes Gzeira, we see he doesn't make Gzeira, by Chadash. So we answer, yeah, he only makes Gzeira by Chametz. Everywhere else is not Gzeira. Now we turn Rabbi Yehuda around. First he said Rabbi Yehuda is the one who makes the Gzeira Shemi Yaiho. Now turn it around and say no, he's the one that doesn't make the Gzeira. What about the Chachamim? Chachamim and our Mishnah are not Geizer. The Gemara asks, Chachamim not Geizer? The Gemara answers, no, the Chachamim are always Geizer. Just here, he's Mazer, love the Sarfai, since he's busy burning this, he's not going to come to eat it. So it comes out the Chachamim are the ones who do make the Gzeira. Outside of our case, he's not all of the Sarfai. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who doesn't make the Zayr. It comes out with everything Takeh, that's all comes out from the Gemara.
So
we're turning it around that the Chacham are the ones who make the Gzeira, and you're the one who doesn't. It's very confusing. Because when you learn the Mishnah, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's Mechadish the Gzeira. And Allah Lacha, there should be no problem. And the Gemara comes out, no, Rabbi Yehuda would never make a Gzeira, only the Chacham. I the Chachamim. Yeah, the Chachamim are Kuma as well of the Sarfai. If he's busy burning it, we won't be guys. I just ever else there are guys. What?
I didn't know
everyone
on the first
circle. How do I know? But the Gemara saying maybe not, you mean?
Maybe
on the
side
of
the
The state of the Gemara, the Gemara said in Rabbi Yehuda that Chodosh Bavuminei Chavit Vay Bavuminei. So that Rabbi Yehuda is Geyser by Chavit, he's not Geyser by Chodosh. The Rabbanon are Geyser by Chodosh. So being that the Rabbanon are Geyser by Chodosh, it seems the Rabbanon don't agree with that chilek of Chavit Bavuminei. But the Gemara answered in Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't sound like Rabbanu would go with that. The Gemara says the Pharisee, that the Chadash Rabbanu are guys. Shabbat Barat HaChacham Meira. Alright, so it's a matter of halacha in the Rabbanu, which is the Shita we care about. Hashas of the Gemara comes out that by Shari Surim, the Rabbanan are geyser, then you might come to eat it. Because Bashar is you're not pleasing Mazur of Al-Basar, right? So therefore, the Rabbanan are geyser. That's the practice of the Gemara. The Yeshua says that it's not so. The Yeshua says, Bashar ma'chaleis asurais, which are suram iser aivam, which are usher forever. Even the Rabbanah wouldn't make Gzeira. And Chadash is not an Isra'ilim. Only by Chadash they make Gzeira. Because Chadash is not an Isra'ilim. It's not something that's also forever. It's eventually going to be Mutter. And therefore, the Yeshua says, by God. That's the Yeshua's Shita. He doesn't have Harata from it, that's his Maskana. What? Only by Chadash, which is not an Isra'ilim. It's not also forever. Only us to pay for. So there he makes a gzera, but no place else. There's a problem that there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Trumais, Parakeh Mishnah Beis, which says that if somebody plants Truma seeds in a way where what grows will have a din Truma, plants a field of Truma seeds. And the Mishnah is assuming that whatever grows has a din truma as well. I don't know if that's true, but you know, but that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, what do you do with leket shechol peya? So Remeya says that only aniyim kainim could collect it. Because the Ani Yisrael, who's going to collect it, he's going to be taking leket shechol peya, which is truma. So Mechayre should be allowed to sell it to a Kayin. They're allowed to sell Truma to a Kayin. Remeir says, no, we don't allow a Yisrael to collect it. Because we're afraid that he's going to come to eat it. With your dog. You could sell it to a Kayin. You're about to sell Truma, the heck of Truma that you pick up, you're about to sell to a Kayin. Truma's not about no. So the mayor is guys that don't offer me, and the view is not guys.
Not
what?
Not
we're talking about Aniyim collecting. Aniyim who collect like a compaya, Aniyim Yisrael are allowed to collect such crops which will have a din truma. So the view says they could collect it. The view is not guys that don't offer me, and the mayor, who's the rabbanon of the top of this army, the mayor says no, because they don't offer me. So that truma is an Isra'ilim. That Mishnah sounds not like the Pei Yeshua. It seems to be nice, but not like the Pnei Yeshua. The Chazal agrees that the Machmine, even by Devarim that are Isur and Isurad. The Devar Shmuel, he asked this Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. We see from the Mishnah in Truma that there were guys. So we'll have to answer the Pnei Yeshua that Truma is different. Truma is looked at for some Yidden. So maybe people are not as bubble me name. We'll have to come up with some other chiluk to make Truma different. Which is, you have to say the chiluk, you say the chiluk. However, the MS is a machlokes rishonim. On Daf Chav Gimel, we're going to learn that there's an iser lasay schayra b'dvarim asur. There's an iser to do business with treifas. A person's not allowed to go into the treifa food business. It's asur. Why is it asur? So the machlokes rishonim. Treifas on Daf Chav Gimel holds that it's a misdaraisa. But is this a Torah to do business with Machalik Asuras? The Rajba and the Shuva says it's an Isser Shema Yachol Minem. The Chazal asked it because of the Gezeira that if you're going to do business with the Varma Asuras, you might come to eat it. L'chayra, these Rishonim are arguing whether, and now what we're talking about, whether the Zera Shemiyachum Imenu was made on Shari Surim or not. The Rashba understands that we're going to Shemiyachum Imenu even by Shari Surim. And the and Taisus understands, no, we wouldn't have made a Zera. Chayra is a specific Yisudai Raisa. We'll see on Daf Chaf Gimel, we learn out of a Pasuk, that it's a specific Yisudai Raisa to do business with Machalik
Asura.
Well, alright, according to Texas, you have no more cards to say that you're there, put it that way. But maybe you'll hold it there in other cases, but we... Not Kanina. Okay, one Nafkamina would be if you throw a stock to such a company. What's with the Nafkamina? Because you want to buy stocks in McDonald's. So if you hold that the Isra Shema Yachol Mimenu, so there's no chash, you'll come to eat it because you own stocks, because it doesn't help. If you walk into McDonald's with your stock certificate, they're not going to give you anything to eat. If you hold that it's Isra Kedus Chayra, then the Chayra should be offered to own stocks in these companies. Another Nafkamina. So that would be a Chumrah like who? A Chumrah like Taisus. Right? Taisus would come out of Chumrah, and like Rav come out of Chumrah. It would be the Chayra, a reverse Nafkamina, if you're allowed to sell vegetables that are Musik B'Tayloim. If you're allowed to sell vegetables, I'm talking about not selling it from the Yidin. You're in the vegetable business, the vegetables that are Musik B'Tayloim. If you guys are Doma Achul Minei, so it could be that it's asur. That's what that bug that has to learn my worms. If you hold Doma Achul Minei, so you should be guided, you might come to eat. If you're going to be involved with selling these things, you might come to eat them. So if you guys are Doma Achul Minei. But according to Taisris, the answer is to do schayra to sell Machalik Asuras. If you sell whatever, you sell broccoli, you sell whatever vegetables have worms, you're not selling the worms. The worms are free. Right? You charge for the vegetable. You're not doing schayra with worms. You're doing schayra with lettuce or with whatever it is. And you're not doing business. The worms are come along for the ride. But they're not the thing you're doing schayra with. And therefore, it should be mutter. Another Nafkamina, we're going to have to see Lahalacha, would be what happens if you're not doing business with it. You get a job just making the french fries in the McDonald's store. You're not doing schayra, you're not selling it, you're not buying it, you're handling it.
You're handling
getting paid. Hey, it's not also about not. A tray for oil is not also about not. So there's nobody to have not. So are you allowed to fry the tray for food, or you want to work in a nursing home or in a hospital, and you're going to make cook a tray for food? Okay, look, I'm not just saying nafkamina. If you hope, because there is some yafamina, it should be awesome. Because what's the difference if you're actually selling it or if you're manufacturing it? Maybe saying this Dilma Achamine. That would be a chumra according to the Rashi. According to Taisa says the issue is to do sale, to do business with it. If you're not doing business, so then it should be something which is mutter. What? But there's no tahanor. You're allowed to get paid to have anor. You might have anor from a choshe suda. No, it's really anor. It's the question of working with it. So that, we're going to get to it on that part. Schaira is also not because of the anor, but the maisha schaira is also. You have to do it schaira. The Makarta Taisis Shekatulachem. It's totally disgusting. He's in the business. Takoponim, this is a Machlokes Rishayim, whose main sugya is on Dafkof Yemo. How do we pass him? There's another Nakimina. The Tanisha Daraisa, this is Rabbana. Quite Taisis, the Tanisha Daraisa. According to the Rashi, this is Rabbana. There's a tune in Eidah Yehuda. Somebody was involved in the in rabbit fur, in the rabbit fur business, which is fine. Nobody eats raw rabbit fur, so it's no problem. But in order to get rabbit fur, you have to get the rabbit, which includes the insides of the rabbit. So he was catching rabbits and skinning them for their fur. And what is he going to do with the insides now, with all the meat of the rabbit? So he was selling it to Goyim. Just Goyim that eat it, I don't know. So he was selling it to Goyim. So he has to know the Yehuda if he's allowed to do that. He's doing Schaira with Machalash Asuras. He's doing Schaira with the meat, with rabbit meat. Now being the rabbit meat business. Okay. So now you need to set as far. He said that later on Daf Kaf Gimel, there's a Hetzav Mizdana. Gemara says, you set out a trap. Let's say you want to catch fish. So you're out to catch kosher fish. So you put out a net, you catch kosher fish. But some trefa fish make their way into the net also. It's very hard. How do you, going to the ocean to catch fish, it's very hard to catch only the kosher fish. I guess you put out kosher bait. It's very hard to catch, so you get trefa fish. That's Mizdana. Gemara says once it's mizdana to you, you can sell it. Once you put out your trap for kosher and you got non-kosher, you can sell the non-kosher too. Let's say you have a shechita house, you chef. So some of the animals turn out to be treif, you're allowed to sell them. Once it's mizdana law, you're allowed to sell. Maybe the Yehuda writes that mechayra is the same thing, even though here it's different. Because you're purposely catching the rabbits, you're out to catch these rabbits. But since you're catching them for the skin, for the fur, once you catch it, the fact that the meat of the rabbit comes along with the outside of it, with the fur of the rabbit, that's a type of nizamin. And he says that it should be mutter to sell. Well, what he says, and it's true, is that this is a svara chadasha, it's a new svara that he holds it's a chiddush. He says, since the ikur is like the Rashba, and it's the Rabbana, you could rely on my svara. That's what the Najudah. Now, if I had the Rabbana, for this to the Rabbana, you could rely on my svara, the Najudah passes it to the Rabbana. Yep. The buzz on the diamond. And the person's growing vegetables, and the bugs just come along with the diamond, the bugs on the diamond. Perhaps, but the Ketubah brings ice cream on the bugs. Maybe the reason there is because it's possible to remove the bugs, possible to separate the bugs. If that's the case, then you can't take a lettuce and clean up a bug and sell it, because that's not going to look like a lettuce anymore. But Peles HaMetulon, that's certain, maybe certain proof, it is possible. Perhaps that's why though they are so, maybe they are the Jews. That's why. And at any rate, the Judah passes it to the Rabbanan, but some says in the Shuvah disagrees and holds it to their right.
The oldest, like the
Rabbanan,
he has to want
it
essentially
there,
the
Xera itself.
He says to the
Rabbanan,
but don't
have to put the Xera on the Xera. But then you can have the Hesed, once it's in the Zaman, once you have it anyway, so you can already sell it. It's only to go and get it in order to sell it. But in the Zaman way, right, and even an Amish of you, there's maybe if you find a Hamish, once it comes to you, you could destroy it. And it's only that you shouldn't go out and get it in the first place. So that's the Hesed of the Zaman.
So,
what? So Seth Arjun Negev Yehuda, he'll think it's like Tysus. It's a Machlaikis, Lahalacha, in the Tysus and Negev Yehuda, and between some Seth and Negev Yehuda, if we pass on to Rav or Tysus. So Mestam Lamaisa, it's sort of a Suffolk HaShakul, which she says here, because she's a Lahalacha. It's very hard to be that, but yeah, and you have Machlaikis like that. So this is the basic Machlaikis. There are other aspects of the Machlaikis, which I'll leave for Dach HaFimel. But at least the basic machlokes, I expect you to, I hope that you'll be able to remember. And, yeah. Let's go on with the Gemara. We are holding yet, who out to the Mazel of Asar by Nechel Kalchomine, a little less than halfway down. Rav Ashi Yamad, Rav Yehuda Agrido Rekasha, Kemach the Kali tonight. It says in our Mishnah, Kemach and Kali, flour is not edible. Kali is not edible. That's why it's not good. That's the Gemara, it's not so. How do Abashi produce it? Hakin if Makali the Eloch. May Kara ad Kali, may Kalameina. But when you have moist kernels of wheat, they're edible raw. It's true, once you roast them, they're only good for flour. But they could have been eaten before. Kita might get Kita. Kidarava, they said until then you did it with a shino, like Rava said before. But that's not true. Eloch Kaisen based a Shachin Shabbat Makin. The Gemara spoke that up because he said in the base of Shach and about Machin, you don't need a Shino. Here, it seems in this piece of Gemara that it will be not loy lachila the whole time, that would not geyser that a person might come to eat it. That's what seems to come out of this Gemara. True? The Gemara says, by sight, it will be not loy lachila the entire time. When that guy's a Tumakar Chumina, it should come out based on this Gemara that if you have raw meat, the raw rabbit meat that you're selling, that should be mutter anyway. Because what kind of gazelle is Tumakar Chumina if it's not edible in the state that you have it? Clearly, that's what should come out from this Gemara. That if it's not, what? That what? If it's not edible, so I have to like it. Could be. I don't know. I never tried rabbit meat. I don't think raw rabbit meat is edible. So we shouldn't be guys that don't make coffee either. That's what comes out from this Gemara.
Yeah, I think
that the Gemara is saying that
if you
sell
right away,
you sell half. Okay. See, bend it down in that case. Okay, at any rate, the Gemara goes on. V'chol heichad alei bagu minei migazer Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara seems to be saying that Rabbi Yehuda has a cloud. Not only chametz. Anything that you lay bagu minei, Rabbi Yehuda makes exist. But tonight, lo yikay vadim shetei ferish obey of the Yamal and Hashem and the Yidnen of the Tzaraneh, the Shvil shetei min artefes. That's what we shall have. You have to get the picture here. People didn't have electric lights, so they used oil lamps. Now come Shabbos, you can't light a lamp in more Shabbos. If you want the light to be on the whole Shabbos, you've got to put in 24 hours worth of fuel, of oil. Not always possible. Sometimes you have a keli, which is very hard to put in 24 hours worth of fuel. So they did, is they used to take a egg shell, make a small hole in it, put in oil and suspended over the, you have a bowl of oil that's burning, suspended in the air. Now you can't put the oil in now, it's an overflow. What happens is, as Shabbos goes on, the oil burns, there's less and less oil, and the oil drips in from the Shofar HaShofar. As the oil is becoming evaporated by the heat, is being spent by the fire, more oil is dripping in, so you have more oil. Now a yid, we're not chayshish, a yid is going to take oil out of the burning bowl of oil. That every yid knows is kibbutz. The question is, are we chayshish, will take oil out of the oil that's in the eggshell? We're talking about oil that's edible. I want some oil for his meal. So that eggshell doesn't look like it's not burning. It doesn't look like there's any issue to remove it. So the Mishnah says, "Lo yikav adam shor shabayim yomer l'shem yimenu b'tzadon er b'shor shetayim yom cheres." You're not allowed to do it after l'shor cheres, because even cheres, which is disgusting when it gets, but apal pi kei, will geyser that a person is going to take oil out of the top of Yehuda Matthew. So we see that machlokes is, if we're geyser, you're going to take it out of the top or not. What's the avera of taking it out of the top? Right? So Rashi says, I'm stopping in the Nechayim Shemachaber. But he says, Rashi Shita is that it's an Isser Kiboy, Machaber. To remove oil out of that eggshell on top, that's Kiboy, even though it's not in the fire yet. What kind of Kiboy is it? But still, since it's aimed to drip into the bowl of oil, it's kibbutz, because you're going to cause, ultimately, the fire is going to go out earlier. The Rambam says that it's also al smuktzah. The Rambam apparently holds that there's no issur kibbutz in removing the oil from the shofar shabayah. And why? Presumably because it's not yet in the bowl of oil. And he says that this is the rabbanon of muktzah. So we have machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learned the sugya is talking about an issur d'oraisa, and the Chachamim are geyser. The Rambam is the biggest chiddush, I think. The Rambam says it's an issur d'rabbanan, and Chazal were geyser. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why is Rabbi Yehuda Matir? He's geyser. My Badal Minei. His Shabbos is my Badal Minei. And the Gemara, Hashem is from Chumar, the Shabbos is Mitzvah Bedili. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says, "From Chumah to Shabbos, I'm not going to make a Gzeira." In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a Gzeira on Shabbos. The Rami to Shabbos at the Shabbos, the Tanya. Chevel Delisha Nisak Leyer Kaishrei Alayimba. If you have a rope of a bucket that rips, don't tie it together. Alayimba, make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, no. I don't want you to make a bow. If you wrap it with a piece of punya of sakya, with something useful that you're not going to leave there, take a belt or something useful, you're not going to leave it there, and you wrap it around, but you don't tie it with a bow. So what's the machlokes? We're talking about the malacha of kshira, kaisha. Kaisha av malacha? One of the 39 avos malachas. The fact the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda makes a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda is geyser that you're not allowed to make a bow. Because if I let you make a bow, you might end up making a nas. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is geyser, and you just said Rabbi Yehuda is not geyser. Is it good kasha? What? It's not an eating thing. That's right away a chiddush. And every single gezeira and all of Hilchos Shabbos, I don't know the answer to that. Sounds like we're connecting every single gezeira with Shabbos. I need something else. You get caught up in it, you leave it. You forget a Shabbos. You forget a Tosh. Here, you forget a Shabbos. I need to get in the clue. The kesher, making a knot, is a malacha. They're right. If you just guide that, I need a atuk shira. That means he's geyser because he might come to an Isidarais. So we're saying that's a steer to which case? To the oil case. Is the oil case an Isidarais? Let Yashi, the oil case is an Isidarais. Or Chayshi should take oil out of the egg. Let Yashi have no problem. It's a good comparison. Rabbi Yisham Zad Yisham. Before we were saying, well, geyser, you're not allowed to put this eggshell there because he might take from it. Isidarais. If you're not here, so if you're not geyser, so yes, here he is geyser. There is not geyser to steal Reb Yehuda. But according to the Rambam, the case of the eggshell is an iser derabbanan. So if you're not geyser by an iser derabbanan, fine. The case of Shira is an iser derabbanan. Reb Yehuda is geyser. So what's the kasha? How can you ask a steal? Reb Yehuda is not geyser. By the Shasha Venissa Drabbanon of Muktzah, he's not Geyser Tata. But Kshira, which is Venissa Deraisa, maybe he is Geyser. What's the comparison? Like the Ramam Shita. Father Kassim? So let's answer that he relies on this far of the dealing in a Venissa Drabbanon. But there's no way that's far from Venissa Deraisa. You said this device will be more bubble than this drabbanan. Perhaps. But it works out better. I'll tell you why. Well, the test I'll tell you, I have to agree with you. There's the fact. There's a machlokes rishonim. What type of knot is a melacha deraisa? Rashi shita is that any kesher shel kayama, I'm talking about Torah, any knot that's made permanently, the machlok is permanently is more than 7 days or more than 24 hours. Whatever it is, the kesher shel kayama Rashi sheet is the melacha deraisa. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that a kesher shel kayama is only a derabbanan, unless it's a kesher shel umnim. Unless it's a special type of knot that only professionals make. Like, it gives an example, when they dock the boats, it's a special way of tying the boat to the docks. Not a simple knot, it's a special kind of a knot that you have to know what you're doing in order to make. The Rambam Shita is, it's only in Issa Deraisa, by a kesher shel umnim. But a regular, ordinary knot is that people make all the time is only a drabbanan, according to the Rambam. So the Nitziv says that the Rashi's l'shitasai and the Rambam's l'shitasai. Rashi holds the case of oil is an Issa Deraisa. He holds the case of a knot is an Issa Deraisa. So it's a good comparison. The Rambam will hold that the case of oil is an Issa Derabbanan. So he'll hold that the case of a knot is also the Shitasa, is also a Derabbanan. So then the comparison is good. So say Rashi comes out with the Shitasa, and say the Rambam comes out with the Shitasa in the comparison of the two halachas. Right, so let's get back to the Gemara. First wide line, Kashid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashid Rabbanan, Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, like Kasha, Shemin, B'Shemin, Michlin. Oil and oil, Michlin. People may with geyser, people confuse them. Aniva, B'Shira, like Michlin. But a bow and a knot, people don't say a bow is more than a knot. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, like Kasha, Tam, Rabbi Yehuda, Labishim, the geyser, Aniva, B'Shira. Elamishim the kasava aniva gufa kshiru. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds a bow is itself an issa malacha deraisa. So we have here a machlokes, the Rambam, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, if making a bow is an issa malacha deraisa or not. We task him, everybody ties their shoes. Is it a riot from the tie their shoes? We passion that what? When we tie our shoes, it's not permanent. Less than 24 hours. Is it mutter to tie your shoes that will be permanent? Is it double knot a bow? In Shulchan Aruch it says, Aniva mutter the lot kesher, or five word mechaber, which is the chachadim. It says, Shom the b'raisu ke chachadim. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is aniva gufak shiru. So aniva mutter de lab kesher. Okay? Rama says, "Afilu asa keshel echad lemata no yigin by hesed." Even when we make a bow, we make first a single limit, right, and then we make a bow on top of that. So the Rama says, even though you're making a knot underneath, it's still mutter. Okay, so the feather is very good. It's not a gemara, no problem, right? Comes the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Mishnah Berura that this hesed to make a bow. Only if it's going to be untied that day. But if you're going to leave it for more than 24 hours, it's awesome. What's going on? If you leave it more than 24 hours, it's awesome. Is it an aniva, a knot, or it's not a knot? What's an aniva? You hold it or not, so then it's mutter less than 24 hours, I understand. If you hold aniva mutter, the last kesher, who? So why do you have to take it apart in less than 24 hours? What? So agamar, you mean, is talking about a bow without a knot underneath. I was wondering, is it possible to make a bow without a knot underneath? Jesus, tell me, how do you make a bow without a knot? With two sides? Huh? I don't think of that, maybe. If I'm inside? I don't know. Baruch HaShulchan is Mashmiya, and the Magen Avraham in the Taz. What are they talking about? It's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda HaChachamim, if Aniva is Kshira or not. Ipas Aniva is not a Kshira. So he says that they learn that the chiddush of aniva lak shirahu is that it's not a maisa uman. You might think a bow is a maisa uman. It's a specific kind of knot. So you might think a bow is a maisa uman. Kamash maran, our Gemara is saying it's not a maisa uman. Rabbi knows aniva is a maisa uman. That's the machlokes in our Gemara. If aniva is a maisa uman or not, so it says aniva mutter the lak kesheru, it means it's not a kesher shalomnin. It will be a kesher shalom, and it will be also even less than 24 hours. Mashmalan, that it's also that it's mutter in less than 24 hours because it's not a kesher shalom. Not a professional type of a knot, and that's why it's mutter. Okay, so this is the way lahalacha, the way we come away from Agamara. We're not saying that a bow is a bow, or at least a bow on top of a knot. We're not saying it's not a knot. We're saying it's not a kesher shalom. Which is why you probably heard of the Shaila with the Sefer Torah by Minchan Shabbos, the older type of gaglach where they make where you have to actually tie it, doesn't have a clasp. So Shabbos Shachris, you can make a bow, because by Mincha they'll take apart the bow. But Shabbos Mincha, which is going to last now until Monday, you should not make a bow, because if you make a bow, right, there's still a sheet that less than 7 days is any Shokayam. Someone does it, you can be Lama Swiss on him. But we're not, we're only Sunday Chandap B'Shasat Chah. Past us, we're maxed on 24 hours. So you have to leave it for. So that's why Shabbos Milcha to make a bow is not something that a person should do. How do you open it Shabbos Shachris? If it was a Kesher, Shokayama, till now, there should be a certain amount of it. The truth is, it says that you can rely on the 7 day shita for Dvar Mitzvah. I guess the lane is Dvar Mitzvah. You question the Chachamim way of doing it. I don't know. But otherwise, we are the Chachamim were not good on the 24 hour shita.
How unbelievable
it for
you.
The problem is they're going to undo it, the problem is they're going to make it.
The Pshat
have no problem. When you're undoing it, the problem. Any night you're not make, you're not undo. I think you meant by Mincha. Mincha is the problem.
Yeah, the same problem. Also, undoing it also, like it's 24 hours, it kind of is. If it was left to 24 hours, so do you shall we open it back down?
Right.
So you have to last like 24 hours, you have to say.
The one thing about this Gemara I'm not sure about, what does it mean Aniva is not a Keshen? Why is a bowl not a Keshen? What does it mean? What's the question of a bowl is a knot? Why isn't a bowl a knot? It holds things together.
So
you can understand it two ways. Either you can understand because somehow it's an inferior knot, just the metzius of a bowl, or you can understand because it can be pulled apart in one nice. You can just give it a pull and it comes apart. No, you can learn that for some reason it's inferior, not because it comes apart, or you can say it's because it comes apart easily. I'll tell you, nafkamina. Nafkamina, I think the other way. What about making a tie on Shabbos? Do you want to make a tie on Shabbos? Huh? Why do you want to make a tie? Why are you making a tie at Kesher Shalomim? Kesher always bothered me. It doesn't require some amount of skill to make a, to be able to make a tie. Why do you make Kesher Shalomim? So I don't know, over the years I don't make a tie on Shabbos. I make my tie once Rosh Hashanah. So I don't know. Now I have kids and they want me to make their tie. I always try to avoid making a tie. So, yeah, to remember. Okay. What I did is now I looked in the Shmini Shabbos Kolchasa, and he says making a tie, that's an aniva la kesheru. So therefore, it's not a kesher shalomim. You can make it for less than 24 hours. This is the minig island. He says it's an aniva. The truth is, a tie you can pull apart with one action. Not if your neck is in the middle of it, but if you have it off, it can be pulled apart with one pull. In a sense, it's an aniva. But oh, I don't mind as well that. I don't know what that is. So maybe one is for the machnim and one for the mechila. I don't know. But it can be pulled apart with one knife. Maybe that's what it means. Otherwise, if you can't, what does it mean it's an aniva? Why is making a tie? Why is that a bow? The only way I can understand it is if he means that it it comes apart. Otherwise, how do you understand? Why is it a bow?
You still have to open it in 24 hours.
What? Oh, so you have to take it in 24 hours. If you make your tie on Shabbos, you have to pretty take it apart after Shabbos. Aniva, tie is an aniva. In English it's called a tie, and in Hebrew it's called a bow. Bow tie. Bow tie. I suppose the real way of making a bow tie involves, I don't know. Okay. So at any rate, this is obviously a very negadic machlokes. If aniva is a kshira, it's not very much, it's not a lot of help in Pesach, but it's halacha, it's just machlokes. The Gemara has one more question about tying. Varami drabanan ad drabanan. Did not Christ believe the psaki of a leg of chevel? Did you the matter chevel? Kabatim? Chevel the mat? Leg of chevel ga'alma? Did you the matter? You're going to tie a chevel, you're going to leave it there. And with shita, the gardi must be talking that you're using something you're not going to leave there. Because you're about a chevel, the gardi, you have to cover the yama. And look more in the chevel, michla. And even the shira, my michla. So that's the end of Hilchos Shabbos, is the comparison of Hilchos Shabbos. It's glad that Machlokes here actually touches, I don't know if you noticed. Kairach, the word Kairach alachunda, Rashi says Kricha ba'alma, without a knot, you just wrap it around. The Taisha says Kairach alachunda, says Lab after Kairach, that's a little bit Shoyapo, the way Mavatway. Mavatway and then Lachavo Kairach. That means that you, if you're doing it less than 24 hours, you can make a knot and attach it. It doesn't have to be a Kricha. It could be a knot because you can leave it there less than 24 hours. Punda is it's like a belt, it's the kind of belt that they used to wear. And there's no pshash, if you use your belt to lower a bucket into the well, you're not going to leave it there, you're ultimately going to take it. Okay, I just want to take the last few minutes of shiur. I think I did this previous years as well. Hanukkah comes and Hanukkah goes very, very quickly, even though it's 8 days. But there's really a big chance that Hanukkah comes and goes without making any reisim on us, except that we get Sunday off from yeshiva, but we get together with family, which is a very nice thing. And before I forget, Wednesday, I'd like to invite the class to my house for lunch after shiur. So about 1 o'clock or so after shiur, you're all invited. But aside, in the etzem reishim that the yantif makes on a person, Pesach comes up, of course, it makes some kind of reishim on a person. Sukkot comes, certainly, Yom Neiran, Shavuos, makes a reishim. Hanukkah is a very big sakana, that being that we have our regular daily schedules, you say howl in the morning, but even that, you know, davening is, it's a regular weekday davening, which unfortunately is rushed in many places. I'd like to just a few minutes about one nekuda of Hanukkah, which is I think is important and is easily overlooked. Pashut Pshat, what is the simcha of Hanukkah? Which area of Avodas Hashem? It's, now you've all heard that it's the Perush of Avodah, which is true. There's a Mokham against the Mishyavnim, and the Mishyavnim will misnag the Perush of Avodah, and it's true. But the Pashut, the battlefield, or the vehicle through which the Muhammad took place was the Beis HaMikdash, was the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, was the Menorah. It was the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and Hanukkah is the time of the year that we say Mishnah Shiach Hanukkah Sabayis. We talk about Avodah. We talk about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Our Avodah is Tefillah. And it's a time that we should try at least to be mechazek ourselves, mul and davening. There are things that speak in chizuk, things that always mean chizuk, and that includes davening. People go through stretches where they daven well, and stretches where they daydream more, and stretches again. Every person, the Gemara says, nobody is consistent. Because the Yerushalmi, what Pan used to say over, which is always a big mechama to me, the Yerushalmi says that Shmuel, Yamayra Shmuel, said that it's an incredible thing. He said, I thank my head that when I get to Maidim, it bows by itself. Isn't it an amazing thing? You're davening Shmones, right? And you get up to Maidim, and your head bows. You could be dreaming about anything in the world. It's like a miracle almost. That, you know, I don't know why I'd say about Maidim. It's an incredible thing. It's by Slachman also, you know. That I know it happens to people. It happened, I guess, with everyone here, that Friday night, Leil Shabbos, and after Kiddushah, and you're saying after Chaimim, and you get up to Slach Lanu, and you clap, and you wake you up, you know, and then you try, everyone's furious, you start, you know, no one should notice, you know. I always thought I was the only one who did it, but then I see that other people. So Shmuel said that, it sounds like Shmuel said, sometimes I'm daydreaming when I get to Maidim and I head down. So I don't know, maybe Shmuel was in the middle of a hard crisis, you think about crisis, you know, I don't know if he was thinking about the things we were thinking about. But it was really a big nechama to me that Shmuel, the Gadol, the greatest that I'm aware of, man, the greatest, is Rabbi Shmuel, Talafik Shmuel, he's from the Maidim, sometimes. He also daydreams, so it's a chas nechama, but on the other hand, a tefillah always needs chizuk. And there are always aspects of tefillah that a person has to be mechazik himself in to understand what tefillah is about. And I would like to, just for today, just to talk to you a little about the first bracha. First bracha has a lot of words of praise and Hashem. And I found personally that when I got in the first bracha, knowing how to define the different parts of the first bracha helps me in having Havana. But first of all, we say Alekei Avraham, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yaakov. The poem in his Torah Lamelech explains that the Iker Mokin Havana is on those three phrases. He explains why in the Sefer, but that when we say Ava, he says Ma'ativ, he explains that when we say the Bracha about Havana, and the first Bracha is Ma'ativ, we're talking about Alekei Avraham, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yaakov specifically. And we define HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the others. Then we say HaKel HaGadol HaGibah HaNayon. Now, the Gemara says Now Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Okay, I'll go with you to Amira." Moshe says, "One Amira got up to daven." He said, "Okay, I'll go with you to Amira," and then he kept on hearing more words of praise of Hashem. So when he stopped, Rava went over to him and he said, "Siyamta the shlocha de maraychu. Did you finish praising Hashem? Like, you can't add words of praise on your own. Then when you stop, you say the praise that Moshe said. Okay, I'll go with you to Amira." Now it would seem to be a problem because in Shemoneh Esrei we say Akel Adol Avinu Anayra, then we say Akel Elya, then we say Akel Yakov, then we say Akel Yisrael, then we say Akel Yisrael. We add praise. Gemara says you don't add praise. So the Gra, in the Gra's son had the Pirish on davening, and he explains that no, we only say Akel Hagadol Avinu Anayra, those four words. Then we explain what each one means. Hakel, to be the final Kel. What do we say? Kel Adol Yivar Naira? Kel Elyon. Kel Elyon is an escalation of Kel. We said Kel. So we define that as Elyon. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the superiority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't compare in the first place, but the Kel is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elyon, is way above us. So the second one, Hakel, Gadol. What's the definition of Gadol? The definition of Gadol is a good word, for our mitzvah sefer. What is Gadol? What is big? Big is someone who gives. It's big. It's Gadol. It says, the Isha Shunamis was the Isha Gadol Bamarai, what it says. What does it mean? She's a big, heavy woman. It means she gave. She was someone who gave. You find a Barzillai. There's a person in Tanakh named Barzillai, who when David came, he fed David and fed David's people. He says he was the Ish Gadol. So Kasha is, why do you mean the Ish Gadol? He was, the Gemara says he was Meshut of Rizvus, he was not a great person. The answer is, Gadol means he was a person who gives. Same thing. Hamar HaGadol, the sun is called the Mar HaGadol, and the moon is called the Mar HaKadol. It's not because the sun is bigger, it's because the sun gives. The sun gives its light to the moon. In Tanakh, the Nitzim Eliyahu says that if you know Tanakh, you know the word Gadol is somebody who gives. It says, Vayigdal Moshe. Where does it say Vayigdal Moshe? In the Parashah where he went out to Elecha to see their sons, to try to do something for them. That's what it says, Vayigdal Moshe. That he became a Gadol, he became big. Big is to give. A cotton can't give. Before you bar mitzvah, a cotton owns something, he can't give it away, even if he wants to. A cotton can't be machna, to achena. A cotton can't give. When you become bar mitzvah, you're a Gadol, you can give. The definition of Gadol is giving. Okel ha-Gadol, ha-Gidol v'yamayra. Okel ha-Yayin. Gleimel Chasadim Taizim is the definition of Gadol. A Gadol is someone who's Gleimel Chasadim Taizim, who's Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's Gleimel Chasadim Taizim. Kel HaGadol HaGibar, he defined Gibar as the next phrase. Kainei HaKayel. The Kavuri, his Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kainei HaKayel. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kainei doesn't mean he takes ownership, means he runs everything. The HaNeira, how do we define Neira? So the Gemara says again that Daniel didn't say Hakel HaGadol HaGibar HaNeira. He just said Hakel HaGadol HaGibar. Why did he read that Neira? Because Daniel was the Shatah Chorban. He says that after the Chorban, Ayei Neira Itself. Where's the Neira Itself Hashem? You can't see it. And the Gemara says he was wrong because the fact that Klai Yisrael survived in the Galus, that's Neira Itself. So Hanayra, Kenyakel, then we say the Zechet HaTeyaveh, who may be Gael of Nevinayim. That's the definition, that's the definition of Naira. Naira is, Naira is of the scene, where Kodesh Baruch Hu's constant saving of Klai Yisrael and Gael. So Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibah, the Hanayra, in the Gam Shemin Esra, it gives you structure. I find personally that it gives me the ability to, it helps me be Mechavim. And saying it that way and having it in mind. We end up with Melech Oizer, Mashiach, Umage. What's the difference between Oizer, Mashiach, Umage? Oizer means he helps. When Shia means he helps. But Imadi means he shields. I'm sure in the Arts law has this. What? As the Gra says, it could be that different. So. The Shia is. What?
Deliver.
He delivers. Okay. Come on, come on. I'll tell you the Gra says. Again, a beautiful chat, which is Kedai to, if you know it, it helps. There are people, everybody has things they need in the world. Everybody has a sorrow or a problem. And you need something, you need panasa, you need a shidduch, you need children, you need help with the children. You need things, every human being needs things. We don't just sit back in the armchair and daven, we're mishtabu, we do mishtabu. So, you know, three ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, the grosses. What does that mean? You're doing a certain establishment. Let's say you want a job. So you go out and you go for an interview. So Melech Oizer, Hashem helps you with your interview. He helps you that what you're doing should go well. Oizer is when he helps along with you. The Lashon of Oizer is to aid somebody who's doing something on his own. So Oizer is the lower point. You're being established, Hashem helps. Moshiach is where you have no clue where the issue is going to come from. You have a problem for which you, later, you have no clue what to do about it. Moshiach is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and he rescues a person who doesn't have any way of helping. Even if you have no way of doing it, a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps you. That's Moshiach. Magen is the big highest level. What's a higher level? You're being mishtabed. You're not being mishtabed. Sometimes a person needs a Yeshua and he's mishtabel, so he's going the wrong way. He's going the wrong way. I remember we were in camp once. We were out to go to someone's wedding. We had to wait for the camp car. By the time we got it, it was late. So we were speeding down the turnpike, 80 miles an hour, in the wrong direction. Right? We were heading in the wrong direction. Oizer Moshiach Magen. Magen is when Hashem protects a person from his own mishtabelness. It's the biggest filler of all. The person should never daven. The Rambam said you should never daven for that shidduch. It was told people. If you're dating a girl, don't daven that shidduch should work out. You don't know. It might be the wrong one. You have to daven for the, you know the Chamorah story? You guys know the Chamorah story? You don't know the Chamorah story. Everybody who's dating should know the Chamorah story. You have a broken. I once told it Shabbos. The problem is one of my misfalim has a wife Nechama. Everyone's waiting for him. But the Chama story is the mugging that a man visited an asylum for insane people. So his friend was the warden. He took him into a room. He showed him somebody. This person had his eyes, you know, like the way you imagine, and the asylum, his eyes were wide open like saucers. He's staring at the wall. He said, "Nechama, Nechama." The Chamala, he can't stop. So he asked the warden, why is he saying the Chamala? He says, this man was dating the Chamala for months, maybe years, and then she jilted him. And he lost it. He went up to the bed, and since then he's insane. Right? He goes into the next room. There's a man sitting there, staring at the wall, wide-eyed. And he's saying, the Chamala, the Chamala, the Chamala. They turn to the warden, he says, who's this guy? The warden tells, no, he's the one that married the Chamala. And that's the lesson of mother. That Hashem, sometimes you pursue, and sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu to save you from what you think is good. I believe you thought that, so I'll tell you what the Gra says. Titus, the way the Gra Titus, Oizer, Moshiach, Magen, I don't think it's not one of the ways to Titus, but this is the way the Gra Titus, Oizer, Moshiach, Magen. These two things. And I hope it will help you to come up with